What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we are starting out hot. I got a 10. I got a 20 to start.
Our boy Luigi out of jail.
Luigi's dealing. We're ready to go, dude. Y'all stand on the 20, Luigi. Y'all, I appreciate it. What do you got here? A 7?
Yeah. 17. Eh. He's going to flip a 10. I got to stay. And I'll lose $100 immediately.
Push, yeah. Well, we're going to feel Luigi out today. I don't have any animosity towards Luigi yet, necessarily.
You got to be careful with Luigi's, too.
What?
You got to be careful with Luigi's.
Yeah, you do. Luigi's hate rich guys. Mm-hmm. Hate guys with money. So.
Steal from the rich. Kill the rich.
Yeah. Rob the rich of their lives and give nothing to the poor. Luigi. Menomineone store. I don't remember his fucking name.
It was something very Italian.
Luigi Bibbidi Bobbidi. Who fucking cares?
Luigi Rigatoni.
Yeah, honestly, that's his fucking name.
Thanks for that 16. We'll hit it again.
Yeah, come on, give him a 5. Give him a 5, Luigi.
Nope.
10. He always doubles it.
Well, he's gonna flip on an 11 and he'll flip 10. A 10.
Get that 10. Do it on a hand.
Just
I don't care about
us. 15.
20. Oh my gosh.
He had 20. To do it.
Yeah. That's fair. It was a hand. It was all right. It's an early hand. It's not a hand that's going to make me mad.
I'm not going to be mad, Rob, because I'm.
You got bigger scene. Your sights on bigger targets.
I'm
here.
Locked in. I'm in the midst of a 48 hour fast.
Of what?
Food.
You're seriously not eating for 48 hours?
Yeah.
And then you're going to go into Super Bowl Sunday with that empty of a stomach?
No, dude. I'm going to have food in my stomach by Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
The whole point is to, it's like a religious.
No, you just thought you were fat.
That's not it.
You were complaining the other day that you put on too much mass.
This is to kill the cells, the bad cells in my body. And also, it's like Islam or Judaism.
Right.
I'm getting ready for my Sunday service.
You do, it does feel a lot more magical when you're having hunger hallucinations. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we're going to have a ton of J&L barbecue.
Yeah. I'm so goddamn excited. No offense to J&L barbecue here. The barbecue's excellent, but
the burger.
I don't go to J&L for the barbecue, even though it is like competition class barbecue. Their goddamn BLT is the best fucking thing.
They make better sandwiches.
It's the best sandwich I've eaten in Austin.
That's just not true, but
I don't know that I've had a better one.
You live in Drip, so.
It's the best BLT I've ever had. Like, that's not even, I won't even listen.
It's a top 5 BLT I've had.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, their barbecue's great. Actually, their pork rib, their pesto pork ribs are my favorite ribs in town. You know, I eat a lot of brisket and stuff like that, so I don't get excited for brisket.
But no, Eagles, Super Bowl Sunday, it's going to be a religious experience. I need to clear my body and mind of all evil.
I think it is going to be a religious experience for you Sunday in the way that putting a salice on your leg is a religious experience.
I'm familiar with what a fucking salice is.
Worst Catholic I know. Da Vinci Code, Pale Monk.
Never saw it.
Oh my God! What are these? Why do we even make references? You know, self-flagellation. I think it's going to be a self-flagellation type
there
of thing.
You go.
Get that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get that one?
I get that.
All right. What would be Philadelphia? What would be a Philadelphia crown of thorns?
I would say probably. I guess what would that entail, right? What would be? I'm trying to think of like something that's bad from Philadelphia or something that Philadelphians hate.
Yeah, it's got to be something like punishing a little bit, right? Meanwhile, I just told Grok to make me a picture of Jesus, but his crown of thorns is used heroin needles. Because that's just funny to me.
Yeah, yeah.
These are just crowns of thorns. They didn't do it right. AI's not there yet.
Yeah, I would say it's probably like definitely a needle. Needles on your head.
Okay, but that's like 10 cities. You know what I mean? That's San Francisco's crown of thorns. It's LA's crown of thorns. You gotta do something better.
You've never been to Philly.
I have, literally. Been
you've never been to Philadelphia.
I'm gonna stay on the 12, I guess, with that 4. That's annoying.
I'm going to get some mental clarity, though. Oh, thanks for that 14, bro. Sick. Sick. Double down.
Come on. Come on. Yay. Hey, there,
bust
we
it. There we go.
There we go. All right. Let's get aggressive. 1,000 on the table. We're 6 minutes in.
We got the waste management this weekend. Dude,
I'm
talking everything into existence.
You got some fucking tickets on the waste management this weekend.
Yeah. Jake Knapp.
You got some, I mean, one of those hits. Good Lord.
Nico's not playing great today, but
$13.
I think it was like $25 to win $5,000.
That's insane.
Because I ended up getting him at like $200.
Wow. 1,000 on the table. He gets blackjack. Very cool. I'm putting 1,000 back on the table because that's not chill.
But Jake Knapp right now is my guy in the mix. Obviously, Thomas Dietrich, I didn't pick him on the show, but he's just an auto bet every week now.
Why?
We agreed on the show, like, he's going to win this year. So until he wins, we're going to bet him.
Okay. I mean,
it doesn't count
if
on the
he
show,
wins, you kind of just make your money back, right? Like, because it's just such a long shot ish, right?
No, I get more than just my money. If I'm
just saying, like,
$25.
If you bet him every tournament he wins one, you
do the math. $25, yeah. And he plays 30 tournaments a week or a year. You're making more than he was 120 to 1.
That's what I'm saying. Is if he wins, you don't lose money, even if you bet every single.
No, I like double my money.
But I'm saying to people who might not realize that. I don't know why you're arguing with me.
Because
I'm like literally saying
you simply don't understand mathematics.
No, I was explaining it exactly. You're not going to lose money if you bet him every single time.
No, you're going to win money if he wins.
That's the same thing. What are you talking about?
Because you're saying like I'm breaking even. That's
I'm not
true.
Saying you're breaking even. I'm saying there's no risk if he wins one tournament. You're not like, fuck, you won that tournament, but I spent so much money that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like putting money into Bitcoin. He's my Bitcoin.
Okay. I don't love that analogy actually, but
like you might lose money in the short term and then it'll just rock it back up.
Yeah.
I don't understand crypto either.
So. I don't want to buy Bitcoin until it gets to 300,000. You know, I want to buy as high as possible.
You
want
to buy when people are about to abandon ship.
Yeah.
Once the government gets involved.
All right. Oh, I lost my seat because I was yelling at you.
Yeah, because you're all back.
What?
What?
What? Let's see. Oh, you won. Happy for you. All right. But I did win that $1,000 hand, so I'm putting 1,000 back on the table.
It's been a weird couple of days, though.
How?
My friend who got murdered, her killer, just got convicted of 2 life sentences.
Okay.
So, I guess a little justice there.
That's weird.
She got brutally stabbed in 2021, like, 20 times.
By what happened there?
Guy robbed her.
Okay.
And her boyfriend.
I have $1,000 on the table and 2 aces, and I'm splitting, baby.
My fraternity, I think, is getting kicked off campus.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Look up UCF Fiji if you want to have a good time.
It's just a tinfoil swastika.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Just why? That's the type of thing where you're like an alumni board member.
Why did you hit? I didn't tell you to hit. You bitch.
Boom. $4,000. Pew, pew, pew,
I
pew,
literally
pew.
Did not tell him to hit.
I know. All right, dude, I'm riding this shit. Let's go. Well, yeah, like, that's the type of thing you're, like, on the alumni board, and you're just like, you guys can't be that stupid.
It's not racism, it's stupidity.
Yeah, like, yeah. How can you possibly be that stupid?
They thought it was funny.
Yeah, because it's just edgelording.
It's edgelording, and then also just, if you're going to do it, don't take the photo.
And by the way,
don't take the
photo. Speaking of horrible college edgelording, it still fucking cracks me up that I think that Kitna basically got off because he proved to the judge that he was just trying to be an edgelord by sharing child porn on a Discord server.
I mean, that's like your opinion. And if you want to defend a fucking
I'm not defending
CP
him.
Kid.
I think it's a weak argument. I don't think it's a good argument. I think it's just kind of like, I don't care what you were doing. Like, intent doesn't mean a ton to me here. He's playing for Trent now, right?
UAB?
Yeah, he's playing for Trent Dilfer.
Oh, that sounds like something Dilfer would do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I lost that hand, so I'm going back down to $100 hands here.
I've just been doing a consistent $100.
I know. I've been getting great. I mean, I had a blackjack, I think, or something.
I mean, I also have I have a season long ticket on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. So
there you go. What'd you get that at?
6-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where were they? Like, were they like the fifth or sixth favorite to win?
At the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
I didn't bet it at the beginning of the year.
When did you bet it?
I think they were more top two or three at the beginning of the year. I bet them, I think, when we were like 4-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So odds dropped a little bit. Yeah. It's not bad.
No, I think it was better odds. I think at the beginning of the season, they were like 4-1.
Yeah. That's what I meant. The odds got longer, was what I meant to say. All right, at 12, Luigi.
And then I'm putting another couple hundred bucks on the game at the money line.
For Eagles money line, yeah, might as well.
Get so, plus money. Eagles win, Jake Knapp wins. It could be a pretty good weekend.
It could be a banner weekend in the Register household. Chase is getting some fancy snacks this week.
Boom.
There you go.
No, he's going to flip a 10. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're fucked, but...
Oh, come on, double up. There
hey, there you go.
All right, let's put a little 500 bucks on the board.
Okay, okay. See you. Yeah, I'm excited to just fucking chill and watch the Super Bowl. That's all. And eat barbecue. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
I'm going to have a good time.
What worst case scenario, Tom Kim, who's currently at like 8-under right now for the waste management, wins the waste management, and then the Chiefs just blow us out. Then I have to hear Ross the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, it's not great for you. I wouldn't want that for you.
Nah. I don't want it for like the whole show. It would just be insufferable.
I am rooting for the Chiefs, though.
I don't care.
Go Chiefs. Want that history.
That's fine.
I want to see some history, you know?
That just gives me... carte blanche to cheer against every one of your teams.
You already do.
That's not true.
You already do.
I'm one of the most supportive co-hosts in the network for you.
For who? Not the Braves. Not really Mizzou.
Dude, I always cheer for your Braves, except when they play my Phillies.
It just feels like such a lie.
I'm like, we need to keep the rivalry alive.
The gaslighting is outrageous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The rivalry's fine.
You sound like your wife right now.
Fifteen, final again. I don't want to, but
yeah, I can't have you guys go into obscurity.
Boom, we're not.
I'm afraid you might.
We run that division.
I think you might win 81 games. This
I think
year.
We have more NL East titles than every other team combined.
Congrats on your regular season award.
That's where the rivalry exists.
It's made in the playoffs, personally.
Oh, you mean when we more recently won a World Series than you?
When's the last time you guys beat the Phillies, though?
That's fine. In we have playoffs. Lost to NLDSs. Congrats on your NLDS victories resulted in zero fucking trophies.
We have as many trophies as you guys.
In the last 20 years, that's accurate.
In general, right?
No.
How many World Series do you guys have?
4. Phillies have 2. You've existed for 120 years.
We don't have
two World Series. Is it 3?
We have one in 80. We have one
in 08.
In 08. What fucking World Series do you have? You have obviously the one in the 90s, one recently, which was a Kobe championship, which doesn't count. Which two? What about the other two?
They won one in Boston, and they won one with Hank Aaron in Milwaukee.
Okay. Those aren't yours.
They're the same team.
Then we get to claim the championships from like the fucking early... like the aughts of the 1900s.
The Phillies?
Yeah.
You can claim them, but they don't exist.
They definitely did. We've been around since the 1800s.
I know, and you're that bad.
We're not that bad.
You are. Your first World Series win was in the 80s.
I'm claiming the A's championships in Philly.
Okay. Not even the same fucking
doesn't matter. Same city.
Isn't that crazy that the A's have more World Series in Philadelphia than the fucking Phillies?
Nope. Hit. It's not that crazy. The A's were kind of a fucking wagon.
They
dude.
Were. The A's, I think, have the third most World Series championships of anyone.
They got some good merch, too. That elephant.
Dude, it's such... I will say this about the just, like rape of the Oakland A's organization is that it's...
You think Billy Bean for that.
One of the great tragedies of that is they have, like,
Are they ever going to make Moneyball 2 and just show how obscure the A's become?
Yeah, I know. They have one of the best uniform sets in baseball. Like, it's top five, no question. It's so fucking good.
I also hit the wrong button last hand and immediately hit and did not change. So that was cool.
Sweet.
Or I guess, no. Split. Fuck you.
I think we'll
take
right.
the hit. Yeah, we'll take the hit.
Yay. Hey. Let's go. Yeah, I want the A's to come to Austin. That's what I want.
I just can't get any juice behind a Austin team.
It's a perfect
personally.
It's a perfect fit just with the hat. I'd buy an A's hat tomorrow if they came to Austin.
When I lived in Orlando, I wasn't like a Magic fan.
I would not root for them over the Braves, but I would become a fan of the A's for sure.
Maybe catch a game or two, I guess. That's like a fun activity to take your kids.
It's the beauty of them being in different leagues. That's what's good. That's one thing that makes baseball better than basketball and hockey and even the NFL is that it's way more compartmentalized. Like, it matters who wins. It's getting devalued, but it matters who wins divisions and shit like that. So you can be like, oh, good, I hope this team wins their division over all the way over fucking there where it doesn't affect me whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Until the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Luigi's gone. Uh-oh. Oh. It's a lady.
Who's this, mommy?
What's up, girl? Luigi was fine.
Pretty much broke even.
Yeah. Same. Caitlin.
Ugh.
I don't like these names.
Don't need that name.
Yeah, I want, like, Shooting Star to be her name.
Do, do, do.
All right, Caitlin, let's see what you got. Hit number 14 and a bust. Great.
I'll take a 10. There we go.
What do you got?
I got 18.
Okay, she got 12.
She'll find a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she's going to bust.
Nope. She found a way.
Found a way.
She found a way.
Life finds a way.
Me and Caitlin just don't really work out.
Yeah, I heard that before.
She's bored.
She I do like old, it when they're bored.
She got a big old pearl necklace on.
Yeah, I know. With some kind of amulet.
Okay. Those are all the souls she collected?
Yeah, at this fucking
table. Previous table.
9. Let's see if I can double down.
Thanks for that 15, babe.
Dealer's got a 9, too. Shit. All right.
Beep, 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 dee.
Got a hit.
Doo, doo, doo. Beep, doo, doo, doo.
Fucking 14. You gotta be kidding me. All right. One more time in the danger zone. And a bust. Wonderful.
Well, you took a big card from me. That was nice of you. Thank you. 16. Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me.
Hey! Fuck.
Big hand. Keep it going.
Damn it. All right. Today, I was doing really well last week. Today, I think it's going to be a bad day.
Have you gotten scar cream for your head?
Courtney's out buying some right now.
Okay.
Running errands. She's
Does she ask you to wear a mask while you're at home? She can't stand the look of you?
I mean, she is buying a mask.
Or like a brown paper bag.
A politeness mask. I've been using a brown paper bag.
Kind of like a sports team.
Yeah.
That's like 0 for 16.
Yeah, until we get it. I've been using it. And, you know, no complaints. I'm not going to complain. She's in her third trimester. She's suffering more than I am. So I just wear that brown paper bag like a good husband and go about my business. The children are
there. I always appreciate that about teams who are horrendous, but the fans show up, pay their hard-earned money to go see just the worst product imaginable.
So well,
they wear a brown paper bag over
look,
their heads.
It's not like the tickets are expensive. At that point.
Well, if they're season ticket holders, probably more expensive than the fucking, value of the ticket
apparently
at the game.
The Mavs are refunding.
I heard there's countering, or I mean, there's some things that are not true about that report.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Why would they refund people? They're taking their money.
Yeah. I do think the Lakers made another good trade the other day. I kind of feel like they're going to win the
championship. They got rid of Dalton Connect.
I know, but they traded for a dope center.
They needed a center.
He's a really good center from Charlotte. I kind of feel like Is he a dope center? It might not be. He's like a good, like, current NBA type of center. Oh, no. Why did I just hit? I meant to hit on the other one. Fuck. God damn it. All right. And I'm going to double down on this 10 just to make that money back a little bit.
Balance it out.
All right. That's annoying.
Come on. Hey.
You bitch.
Let's go. Fuck you, bitch. Rob.
But I kind of like the. I wonder what the Lakers' odds are now. I don't know how much that trade changed it, but I like that they found like.
They're not going to win the title.
They're going to win the title, dude. This LeBron's getting another one. He's getting one with Luka. I just feel like the Luka trade is not for this year. What?
Luka trade is for the future. It's not for this year.
Check it out. It's for both.
Nah.
It's for both.
LeBron's washed.
LeBron is not washed. I think he just scored 40 the other night.
Yeah, dude. And he's going to have to play. So many games in the playoffs and so many minutes. They don't have the juice. They don't have the horses in the back.
Oh, they got them. Yeah, Lakers winning the title this year. It's going to be fun.
They got nothing for the Nuggets. They got nothing for the Thunder.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. It's going to be a fun Western Conference playoff, so.
Fuck.
I could give a fuck about the Eastern Conference. That's going to be boring.
I don't know
shit.
Why you keep trashing the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference has the best team in the league.
It's great. They're not going to win anything.
The Celtics?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Cavs.
The Celtics.
I know, but the Cavs have the best record.
Sure. Cavs are also very good.
Yes,
Knicks.
I'm bored.
Knicks are very good.
Yeah, boy, I like the Knicks. Knicks are fun, actually. I do like the Knicks. The Celtics bore the absolute Christ out of me. Blackjack, let's go. The Cavaliers are definitely not going to do anything. So, yeah, is what it is.
Boom. Suck it, Rob.
What? I got a blackjack.
So did I, kind of.
You didn't. You got a little league blackjack, as they say.
A hard-earned blue-collar blackjack. Let's put a grand on the table. Let's put our nuts on the table, just like John Calipari did to
Arky. Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. A little bit in the college basketball show, if we're able to get it off in time. Our Drinking Bros show today is at 1 o'clock instead of 2, the recording time.
Yeah, so we have to record it after. We have to record it after.
Is that when we're doing it?
Yeah, if we have to.
If we have to, yeah. 10, what am I doing here?
You think we go home after Drinking Bros?
Oh, I just doubled down. I couldn't see what her card was. Boom! Oh, the man's doubled down.
I'll stay on this 16 and just hope she doesn't flip. Nah, she did it.
She did it.
She did it.
But I feel okay. I feel good about it. Oh, man. You know what I'm most excited about for the Super Bowl? By far. My mother-in-law is coming in town to help Courtney watch the kids since I'm working like literally all day.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you know what? I'll take Rory to school on Mondays because Rob's working late, which means I get to sleep the fuck in on Monday. And I'm so goddamn excited. Do you understand? Like, I could jack off to that thought of just sleeping in.
Probably don't even have to jack off. It'll just come your little pants.
Yeah.
In your sleep.
I still have great nighttime emissions. Like, absolutely. My nighttime emission game is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
Makes Courtney furious
because she ain't getting off.
Yeah, she'll just wake up to the dogs feasting, and that's a deep cut joke from Softcore History.
Yeah,
subscribe to the Patreon. I hope I only said that on the Patreon.
Man, if you lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to help you, provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions today. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look into the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating your hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You can choose from their personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. All you got to do is answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed. At one low price, it covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options, hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are, Giorgio. But Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code bros. I'm talking about delicious, high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Yeah, but it'll definitely be a Patreon episode I eventually air on the
radio. On the main. If you want to know why my dogs may or may not be eating my semen, you'll have to subscribe to the Softcore History Patreon. Patreon.com/softcorehistory. If that's, I can't think of a better advertisement for it than that. So learn the mysteries.
Rob's a little freak.
See, then maybe they don't know. Maybe. Oh, John's at the table. Hi, John.
He went between us. Blackjack. Boom.
I got 15 here.
She We're up two. A grand today. That's not bad.
Okay.
It's been a nice pace.
Yeah. 15. Oh, my God.
I still cashed.
You did. Because you got the silver spoon blackjack on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'm putting $1,000 on the table. I always feel like the best time to bet a big hand is right after the dealer pulls something out of their fucking ass.
After they bent you over.
Yeah. Exactly. You got to flip them back around. And now, a real gambler might say that that's ludicrous and there's no probability, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure that's exactly accurate, but well, shut up,
You
nerd.
Got, what, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to bust.
Yep, busted yeah. right there. But that wasn't on, that was on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you should do it again.
I think I will do it again.
I mean, double down, try to put $2,000 on the table.
Yeah, I'm doing it again right now.
I'll do it in solidarity with you.
I appreciate that.
But really what I hope is I win,
mm-hmm.
and you
lose
in just the most heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah, fair enough.
Since you're cheering against my Eagles.
So. I'm not cheering against your Eagles. I just want the Chiefs to win. I would be rooting against whoever was playing the Chiefs. Or I'd be better way to put it, I'd be rooting for the Chiefs no matter who they were playing.
You sound like a bandwagon fan.
Not a bandwagon fan. I don't care if they lose. I just want to see history. Like, I wanted to see the Patriots go undefeated.
Fuck. That sucks. Damn, you lost too.
Yeah. We all lost. Everyone lost at the MyBookie Live Casino. That's where we're playing right now. You can go to the Live Casino tab at the top of MyBookie.com. You play real blackjack like this. It's like over Zoom. It's better than that, but over Zoom, basically. So it's a real dealer. And promo code DRINKERBROS will double your first deposit up to $1,000. Also, if you're a regular player, you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program. Automatically, you don't pay anything or anything like that. And you get stuff like rakebacks and special bets and bonuses.
Boom.
Another blackjack. Look at you. All kinds of on a 500 too. All kinds of fun stuff like that helps keep you engaged and helps give you rewards for being a player in the form of money and stuff like that. So I definitely would check that out. MyBookie.com. Play. It's just fun to play too. If you got some time to kill, and mm-hmm. you know you're like you just got an extra $100 laying around. You're like, I'll play a few hands of blackjack. Like fuck it.
11:39 right now. Okay, we are 12 hours into the fast.
Oh, my God.
We're about to reach an elevated state of mind.
I'm going to get some fucking Chick-fil-A after this.
Do it. The smell alone will fulfill me.
Got a 19. I'm obviously chilling.
Go 10-10, baby.
There we go.
Boom. Boom.
Let's go.
You're not even ready for the consciousness I'm about to reach.
Oh, my God. I don't care about it.
I'm going to manifest
things. I feel like I'm going to be underwhelmed by it.
Manifest things into existence.
Like what? The bets?
Yeah, everything. Okay,
yeah. I feel like you are really... It's like such a low self-esteem bid to what you want to manifest into existence is just $5,000. It feels pretty like a low bar to clear.
I got taxes to pay.
I understand that. It's not like it's no money, because it's not, but like...
Boom.
But like, if you could manifest things into existence, $5,000 feels like a low target to shoot for.
I'm trying to be realistic.
That's the opposite of manifesting.
No, dude, it's on my vision board.
$5,000. I feel like you're just not shooting for the stars.
I already tried the $25,000. It doesn't work.
All right, 16. Man, she's killing it. I'm just not getting cards today. It's all right.
Yeah, you're playing it right. Oh, she really fucked us there.
Bang. All right. So by the law of probability, she can't do that again.
Clearly not, so yeah. You have to.
$1,000 on the table. She's just looking at it. She just looked at our bets and was just like, okay.
Little smirk.
Is that what you think?
That smile.
Then she gives me a 3 immediately. Give me an 8. Give me an 8.
6. 6. All right.
And she has a 10, huh? All right. Well, there's only one intelligent thing to do here. Split the cards.
Split your 3s.
Yeah. I would have if she had a shitty card. Okay. That's a good one. I got a 10 now. Let's go. Come on, ace, you dirty, dirty bitch.
What do you have, 17?
Yeah, a 16, and I'm 16. About to bust. Yeah, that saw that coming. God damn it.
Small number, come on. Give me a, there we go. Give me another 10.
Give me a 10.
Boom.
There you go, at least one of us.
Hey, we pushed. Hey! That's fine.
Jeez, I can't do that anymore. I can't fucking fuck with this chick anymore. It's too much.
She's getting cozy now. She's getting dug in.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she's not. She's just like this is. She's just like a bored assassin. You know what I mean? This is just work for her.
That's what you want out of your assassin, though.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't want him to get too emotional.
You do not want a passionate assassin.
No. Kind of defeats the purpose of a paid.
Yeah. 15, really, lady? Good lord. All right, I'll just sit on the 17, even though you're going to flip a 10.
Give me a 6.
It is what it is.
Small number. She fucking flipped a 6, too.
It's all right.
There you go, John.
Good God.
All right.
Okay, you putting it back?
Do it.
Run it back? Manifesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a new shoe.
What?
It's a new shoe.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is just, she's just pulling my teeth out today. Yeah, it's not, it's funny, the Super Bowl's going on, but it's not a very, like, eventful weekend. Like, I don't have any plans or anything. It's just, I'm going to be here Sunday night. Well, Sunday, all day Sunday, actually, I guess, since we got to fucking do softcore as well.
I'm sorry, you have to work? Nobody wants to work?
I don't want to work. I want to manifest a fucking lottery ticket. Not the scratch-offs you play.
I can't play the scratch-offs. HEB still will not take my money. It's insane. I don't understand it.
I want to give it to you.
I'll take money out from, like, the checkout line from HEB. Straight cash, like, cash back. Go over to the scratch-offs, and it's like, no. Just rejects it. Spits it right back out.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Is it a sign from God? I don't know.
It's your guardian angel just like breaking the machine over and over again. Like, please stop. Please.
Ace, come on. All right, we'll take the 20. We'll take a 20.
Got a 6. I'm going to chill on my 16.
No 6.
Oh, boom. Just as good.
Boom.
Just as good for me. Whatever.
How much are you down?
A bit.
Okay.
A bit.
I'm up like a G.
Not where I want
to
be. 2 G's.
One's on the table, though.
Okay. Yeah, part of me wants to get aggressive, but I just don't trust that that's going to work today.
I think it will. You got this. Come on. King.
Yeah, then I get
face
a 20.
Face card. Not a face card.
And I immediately get to 20. Very cool. And I will stay on that 20.
Seven. We'll stand on the 18 against the 7. Hope she flips a 10. She didn't flip a 10.
15. There you go. Still nice little bust.
Boom. Yeah. Oh, shit. Look at that.
Look at us.
We're up 3 G's right now. We're going to small hand it.
Okay. Yeah, you can't be greedy.
We're going to coast it.
Can't be greedy.
It's going to be a good weekend.
Can't be greedy on a day like today. All right, Caitlin, let's see what you got. Oh, I do have to go to a fucking birthday party this weekend. That's going to be annoying.
How old's the kid?
Like 2 or something. I don't know. But it's right in the middle of the Mizzou game.
Saturday? Who's Mizzou play?
A&M at home. I mean, it's a big game.
Every SEC game at this point is kind of a big game.
Yeah. Definitely, like, need the win. You got to hold serve at home. So, it's going to be... Yeah, I lost. Damn it. Lost again on that one. She's killing me. Yeah, big game. Wish I could watch it, but I guess I'll just watch my children run around.
Be the guy that watches his phone at the party.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll probably do. I'll be really cool like that. And
YouTube
just,
TV.
Just hope this is the type of family. I've never met these people before, so I just hope it's the type of family that has beer.
Wife's friends or?
What?
Your wife's friends?
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that they're like the type of people that'll serve beer at 1 o'clock at a child's birthday party.
Why wouldn't they? What's the point of having a child's birthday party?
I fucking agree, but you never know. Yeah. Like, I'm just supposed to walk in here and be sober? Are you kidding me? Okay.
I think you should do wet February and drink every day.
Okay.
If you haven't already.
I mean, I'm accomplishing that so far. Oh,
that's
I think.
Brutal. Fuck.
Dude, she's fucking killing us.
I could have used, I mean, if I hit, I would have gotten that five.
I'm just getting wiped by this chick right now. Come on, lady. Just give me the cup. What are you? Oh, God. She's just like, The condensate, like the condescending looks that we are getting from Kaylin. Yeah. I can't even like be angry at her like we were fucking Emilio.
I'm getting some PTSD.
She knows she's better than me, and I don't have a solid rebuttal for it.
Are all Caitlyn's like this?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Like, what am I supposed... There's nothing I can say. It's just, yes, you are better than me. I get it, dude. Oh, well.
To be fair, when it was happening, I was unemployed, and we were recording our gay little podcast.
Which one?
Spare Bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy album.
Yeah.
Coming in from a hard day's work. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
What?
Fuck off. Let's hit on that. I will sit on that.
Come on, 10-10. 10.
Oh. Good Lord.
Ooh,
but again, not even mad.
All right.
It's like, you know how sometimes when you sleep with a chick and you can just tell you're not making a dent?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just no chemistry.
Just she's just sitting there like,
Just waiting for it to be over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in your head, so you can't even bust.
Yep. That's what's happening right now. I've seen this face. I was trying to remember where I've seen this face before. And it was my wedding night.
Did you guys bone on your wedding night?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow. That's probably
the drunkest sex we've ever had.
Impressive, actually.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll split these. 2K on the table.
It's like retarded. An absolute just slop fest.
Psycho. Ugh. Hit on that. Hit on that. I'm gonna lose both hands anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm down now. I know how I said.
Oh no! Oh man!
I know I said I would ease.
Yeah, I'm putting it. I'm just gonna try. I'm just throwing a Hail Mary against this chick right now.
It happens so fast.
It does.
When you're doing these hands,
it does. It goes fast because there's no chit chat. There's nothing. These I've said it to anyone who plays this. These dealers fucking go, dude. Except for Emilio, I think, who couldn't fucking use a deck of cards right. But typically...
He was a child.
Yeah, I know. It was only your job, dude.
Shit.
A 9? All right.
Me a 4.
Let's see what you got here.
5.
A 10. Jesus fucking Christ.
I know. I'm going to do something really stupid here and just hope for a 10.
You're doubling down?
Yeah.
Love that for you.
I don't care. I need to get my money back. I'm just going to hope for a 10.
14? Are you kidding me, lady? Oh, my God. Sick. Just give me the 10. Just do it.
No, I need the 10.
There it is.
I need that.
Well, you weren't going to get that one anyway.
I need the 10. I'm not getting it now. Oh, I got it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Boom. Goes
Holy
the dynamite.
Holy shit.
Very small window.
Nicely done.
Oh, that was retarded.
Gotta say, that was impressive.
No, it wasn't.
No, I mean, no, it's never impressive. It's all fucking chance, but I'm impressed.
$1,200 up now. Now we're going to ease into it.
Now we're going to play on cruise control for the rest of the game. Yeah,
we don't want to lose money this week. Although, she's going to feed me a blackjack here.
Now I get a blackjack. Nah. Great. Great.
Saw 15, I'm going to hit.
I've gotten, I think, around like 2 or 3 blackjacks today, and it's all on small hands. Put $1,000 on the table, and she just rips my fucking heart out.
Mm-hmm. All right, stay on the 14. Mm-hmm.
12.
Boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Oh, she tried. She tried to build that fucking 21.
Tried her darndest.
Yeah. She doesn't care, though. She's like, oh, you beat me once. Congratulations, you little piss boys. You little piss babies. Think you're so good? Wow. Wow. Great job, sweetie.
You're getting some PTSD right now.
She looks at me the way, like, I look at my children when I'm exhausted after work and they're trying to show off to me about something. Like, wow.
Dude, a fucking kid trying to tell a story. That's Is there anything worse?
That's awesome, dude.
Is there anything worse than, like, a fucking 3-year-old trying to tell you about his day?
I mean, I find... I doubled down, you bitch! I hit double down! I enjoy listening to my children tell me about their day.
No,
I don't want to hear anyone else's.
Yeah, nobody else's kids.
Yeah. Like, I think it's charming when Rory's like, oh, Dad, there's a snake, and then there's a tree, and then Miss Veronica, she saw the tree, too? I'm like, oh, buddy, you're so smart and attentive, and you just see the world so well. Any other child says those exact same things to me. I'm like, the kid has a fucking learning disability.
You want to Casey Anthony that child?
All right, she doesn't have it.
Just got to sit here and watch her build probably a 20.
Yeah. Yeah, a quick 20 from her.
Now, with his misshaped head, do you think that will give him more brain power?
Who, Rory?
Yeah.
Well, we reshaped it.
Like a Magneto type situation?
Yeah. Ooh, 18.
He's too powerful. Finn's head's fine?
Yeah. We didn't get him a helmet. I mean, his head was actually worse shape, but we just didn't want to spend the money.
Right. Middle child syndrome.
Yeah.
He doesn't get anything. He gets the hand-me-downs.
We don't actually even give him the hand-me-downs. We've bronzed all of Rory's clothes, so Finn wears old... they don't really, I would say, potato sacks. They don't have potato sacks, so he actually wears old Lay's potato chips bags. That's the closest we could get to a potato sack.
Yeah, right. After Rory eats the chips.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Rory gets the chips, he gets the bag.
Finn gets, yeah. We're like, oh, good job, Rory, you made Finn more clothes. And he's just like,
are you even going to like acknowledge your third child?
We're giving him the biggest room in the house. The attic.
Then you're getting tied up, or you're going to have a fourth?
We're absolutely not having a fourth. I'm getting my pee
hole. Get a fourth kid, Try for that girl.
Going to the doctor and having them solder my pee hole shut.
Try for the fourth, get the girl, or you get a fourth boy who is totally unwanted.
Yeah, right?
I mean, the third kid's already unwanted.
Finn was the only accident. We tried for
you
one.
Tried for the girl, though.
We were trying for a girl, yeah. So in that way, we'll probably do the reverse Chinese, leave him on a hill.
You come home, your wife's just pushing a lot of feminine traits onto your third.
Fortunately, she would never. She likes being a mother to boys.
Boy mom.
Yeah. Hashtag boy mom.
You're a boy dad. Doesn't have the same pop.
I prefer boy daddy.
Hmm. I don't think that's what you want.
Well, you know. I'm just going to start hashtagging that on all my Instagram posts. Hashtag boy daddy.
Going to attract an audience you're not going to want.
No, not at all. The FBI. Just like you're under every type of arrest imaginable, sir.
All right. How many more hands do you want to play? Two?
Yeah, I'll do two more hands. She's reshuffling the cards again. We're at the MyBookie Live Casino. Go to the tab at the top. Says Live Casino. Play some blackjack. Play some roulette. I still keep telling Ross he's a coward for not making a max bet on a number on the roulette table.
I think it's not that big, though. It's like $1,000.
Yeah, but when a number hits...
Yeah, for sure. So just keep doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or he should just... If the max bet's $1,000, which I think it is...
We got a new dealer, by the way.
Oh, hi. Bet 10 numbers. 10 grand on the table. That's what he should do.
What's this little bitty's name? B.
B. Hi, B. Bay. I like you.
She gave me a 10 and a 10.
There you go. Got an 18 here. I'll fucking hang out with that.
Should we hang out at the Beehive?
No, not really. She came at the wrong time. But I do like her. I hope I see her again. 14. Here comes a 7.
What is she doing? She's a little pizzazz there.
Hey! All right, we'll put
$1,000 on the table.
One so big bet to end it
all.
If
I lose here, I really break even. And we're fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be down either way, but whatever.
I'll be down like $30 if I lose.
Yeah. Let's go, B. That's right. You got two big ballers at the table. Don't pay attention to John. He's only got $25.
We don't unit shame here.
I am unit shaming right now so that she can give me good cards. He doesn't need good cards. Oh, boy. She didn't listen.
Well, she gave me 17, and I got to just kind of sit in it.
Oh, I got to fucking hit on a 13.
It's a better position than I personally think.
Well, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Oh, and he doubles down on a 21.
What a fucking savage. Small number. Come on. Small number. Small number. Small number. There it is. Come on. 10.
Boom.
There we go.
All right. That's great been day. Casino Friday for Darren Jester. I'm Rob Fox. We'll see you later.
Hey.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.